Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in as we discuss Brandon Graham, what you want to say to him, and is he now on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, we have to give our pick on who we think is going to win this athletic battle between Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera, which is really taking on a life of its own. I think this is completely and totally one-sided. We'll get to that. At 1:30 today, the bracket reveal. We will have it for you. The committee worked hard this week, Hugh. I mean, people would say, oh, you go down to Clearwater, you're just hanging out when you're not on the air. No, the committee got together in Clearwater.
Yes.
And we put together the bracket of Hughes. We have a bracket of Hugh Douglases. It's amazing how many different personalities are wrapped up into one. We narrowed it down to 64. So we'll give you the one seeds and our favorite matchups for round one. And we'll start the next couple days with March Madness. So that's coming up an hour from now. But Hugh, we were down in Clearwater for a couple days. And I thought the most interesting thing that was said to us by a player was JT on Monday when we asked him about his contract and his future in Philadelphia. Because it really sounded to me like he wants to be here and he's open to whatever kind of proposal the Phillies bring to him, even if it's now or even during the season. Let's hear JT Realmuto with us on Monday talking about his future.
You've been the catcher for a long time, and we know your contract's up after this season. Has there been any talks? And for you, if there hasn't been, is that something you wouldn't want to do during the season, or are you open if the Phillies come to you to try to make this a thing even more years after this?
There have been some talks, yes. I'll keep the content of those talks to myself just because I'm more of a private person, but I'm open to anything. You know, it doesn't matter if it's spring training season. I enjoy being here. I've made that pretty well known that my family loves it here. We love being a part of this organization. This is one of the few organizations in baseball that really takes care of their players. They're first class, and they try to win every season. So obviously, it's a place that we want to be, and it's a place we've enjoyed being so far.
Hugh, sometimes when players are he's a year away from free agency, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you could get the sense like, hey, yeah, I'd like to stay, but whatever happens, happens. It's business. He did not sound to me like someone who is really that interested in free agency, interested in the open market. He sounded to me, Hugh, when we heard him and he was with us talking, like he really wants to be here. And the way I viewed it was the ball's in the Phillies' court. Like if the Phillies bring him a fair offer, I think he would sign it right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure as long as he's been here, Joe, his kid's a little bit older, probably a little bit more settled into the city. You know, probably in that 6 to 8 year old range or something like that. You tend to want to establish roots somewhere. Your kids have probably made friends, and it's a little different when you have those kids. You know, you had your kids that age, and they kind of set their roots. You don't want to change a whole lot.
Yep.
So yeah, he's probably at that point now where him and his wife sit down and they have a whole lot of conversations about, you know, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, and do you see yourself living in Philly and maybe having a home somewhere in Florida somewhere. So, yeah, nice place. This is a nice place to retire and raise your children.
Well, it is. And a lot of players, you know, stick around here, you know, even after they're done playing. But he's not done yet. He's 34 years old. He just turned, this will be his age 34 season. So let's workshop this a little bit. Because I you know, we brought this up the other day with JT on our show. I saw the afternoon show touched on it a little bit on Monday. I'm curious, do you want the Phillies to re-sign JT before opening day? 215-592-9494. Hugh, you know how I get with older players? I get a little worried about age.
You're ageist.
I am in sports.
You're
and ageist. Yeah, I am. That's ageist. Okay. I mean, sometimes you have to be in sports because, you know, old players, they decline. I might surprise you on this one, though. I'm not an ageist when it comes to this because I don't think there's a better option here. So I still
think... You haven't planned for the future yet.
No. Look, he's not... JT has declined from where he was a few years ago because there was a point where he was the best catcher in baseball. And I don't believe he's that anymore, but I still think he is a good player. And I think he could be good for the next couple years. And I look at the team and I say, Rafael Marchand has not been able to either stay healthy or prove he's anything more than a backup catcher. Garrett Stubbs
is... vibes guy.
He's barely a backup catcher. He's a vibes guy. And they don't seem to have a prospect in the system that is close to ready. Their best catching prospect is 18 years old. So
he's not ready.
The way I view it is, I'd rather do this now for this reason. If he has one more big year left in him, then they have to bid against other teams in free agency. And they might be forced to give him a five-year contract. The way I would do it is, if I was them, I'd offer him 3 years right now. 3 years, so it would be his age 35, 36, 37 seasons. Hopefully in that time, they could develop the next catcher and you kind of phase
give
it out.
Give yourself a little bit of time. Yep. Give yourself a little bit of time.
But because, I would do it now.
Yeah, because it was definitely different when Stubbs was out there.
Yeah.
When JT.
I mean, come on. I mean, Stubbs is a great dude, but come on.
No, I mean, it was different.
Stubbs.
I mean, I didn't like him, but it was different. Like, people were calling in complaining about him. Like, a lot.
Well, we got a glimpse of life without JT when he was hurt for last year.
Yeah, that's what happened last year when he got hurt. Everybody, you know, they had something to say about the vibes guy. They wanted him off the squad.
By the way, I think Marshawn's going to make the team as the backup, and the vibes guy's going to AAA.
You think so?
I think they're going to do that next week. Yep. Would you sign him right now, JT?
Yeah. I would.
So I saw that afternoon put up a poll, so like similar kind of question we're talking about right now after we had him on, and a lot of people were saying, no, he's too old. I tweeted it on Tuesday. People were like, no, he's too old. Like, okay.
He's up in great shape, though.
He does, and they don't have a better option.
Right. It feels like it's out of necessity thing. I understand that people are trying to be frugal Douglas over here and penny pinching and stuff like that, but they kind of have to. And like, the money doesn't really matter. It's going to be the years. It's what other options do they have. They can even have him as sort of a part-time player a few years from now. And if he's under contract, like, and they have another guy, great. But like, you almost need that as like a fallback. You need to have JT here. They don't have anybody else.
So the other part is too is, what not only do they not have a prospect that we think is probably a starter next year, I'm looking at free agent catchers for next year. Like, if JT reaches free agency and they had to replace him, these guys aren't any good. Jose Trevino, Mitch Garver, Gary Sanchez. I mean, these are part-time backup options. So look, I think they're in a spot where it would behoove them to sign him now, because if he has one more good year, they're going to have to pay him a lot of money, probably for a lot of years. Do you want the Phillies to sign JT before opening day? They did this in the past with Wheeler before opening day. Do you want them to do it before? I would. I'd give him a 3-year contract right now. 215-592-9494. But I was surprised when people the other day I saw were saying no to this idea. I think you have to kind of evaluate what you have, what you don't have, and the future. I'd sign him up right now. Let's go to Andy in Westchester talking BG on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Andy, what's up?
So, sorry, my priorities constantly change when I'm on hold.
Oh, that's okay. Ours change within the segment, so we got you.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'll try to make it quick because I really want to get to my Mount Rushmore. But first off, I blame Angelo for not having a Super Bowl before 2017. I mean, I was mortified that the city got charged with, you know, this smack that brings a bunch of people up to ruin it. I mean, McNabb was a kid. He's realizing his dream, and you boom, coming into the league. That was horrifying. And I think he just never...
That's Angelo's
was able
fault.
To be.
Yeah, what do you think? Is Angelo the biggest reason that the Eagles didn't win a Super Bowl before 2017?
Sure. Yeah, let's go there. Let's do that.
I think we're all in agreement. Yeah, we'll blame Angelo.
Hey, why not?
So, yeah, the answer is yes. But anyway, I was I worked really late last night, and I had a chance to do some long thinking about BG and realize it's kind of the culmination of, you know, Jeffrey Lurie was premature in talking about the Eagles being the gold standard when he set it back in – you know, the early 2000s, because Andy came in and he set the idea of we're going to be a good culture team. We're going to get good guys in here. But they had that habit of getting rid of guys when they thought they were out of their prime, you know, prematurely. And then once Howie took the reins, he and Mr. Lurie came along and started keeping these guys. And then you saw it with, you know, how beloved, you know, Kelce and BG are. And I think that this is the realization of the gold standard for the league. People want to be like the Eagles now. They have two championships. They have these players that the nation loves, really. And it's, you know, here we are. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you know, so I think it's a good point. I think it's a combination of they found the right people to bring into the organization, like hard workers, good players. And they also had an amazing run. I was comparing earlier to the Phillies, you know, finding that like 5 or 6 year span where they got Rollins and Utley and Howard.
Got a good group.
Yeah, like the Eagles drafted in a 4 year span, BG, Kelce, Fletcher, Lane. It's like they build your whole franchise in 4 years.
And they played for a long time.
Yep.
Long time.
And they, yeah, that's the thing is they kept them. The Phillies kept their guys a little too long.
Right.
But. You know, whatever. I'm just glad we are where we are with them.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's rare to find that many good players. And Andy, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, it's rare to find that many good players. And then on top of it, like you said, they played that long.
Yeah, cornerstone guys, man. That's what we're talking about. You're talking about guys that you believed in. You drafted them for a reason. Culture setters. Trend setters. And they paid huge dividends. When you talk about those guys alone, man, 10-plus years. Between all of them.
Yep.
That's what your franchise is built on. You know, you say, when you go draft the first round draft pick, I remember when I was going through my process, they said, you want somebody. The minimum is 10 years when you talk about a first round draft pick, because that's how long they want you to play. When you're talking about a quarterback, it's longer than that. It's like 15 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, they have like certain amount of times that they have at each position. Offensive linemen, I would say that they play the longest. The second probably would be receivers and skill position guys. Defensive linemen, they're not long for this. You lucky if you get 10 years at a high level. Hell, you lucky if you get 8, 6 nowadays. So to have somebody who has played for as long as Brandon has played and has still been as productive as he's been in his later years, that's the most impressive thing. You know, we talk about his early years and the fact that he got hurt and everything like that. You know, that's one thing. But to be as productive as he was in his latter years,
yep,
that's not easy to do,
No, it's
man.
Not.
That's
it's not
easy to do.
The wild part of this is, so Kyle mentioned earlier, this is the golden era of the Eagles. Like, this is the most success they've had, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the common denominator is not a quarterback. Like, Jalen's really good now. Foles had a great run when they needed him. Carson was good for a little bit before he got banged up, and then Foles took over. Usually when teams have these runs, like the Patriots, the Chiefs, you look at the quarterback, right? Like, that's the common guy.
It's that trench work.
Here, it's these four.
And the now trench work.
There's only one left. You know, Lane's the last one. But they've been the common denominator of all the successes this thing has had for a long time. Violet is in Virginia. First, though, this segment brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey,
hey, Violet.
Doing?
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just getting ready for work. But I wanted to chime in. I love, love, love BG. I'm so happy for him. I wish him all the success. I hope that he stays in some capacity with the Eagles. I really feel like he will. And one thing I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie As Good As It Gets.
But that was Jack Nicholson, right?
Yes, I've seen it. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a line in that movie where he tells her, "You make me want to be a better person." And I get that feeling from BG. Every time I hear him, see him, even his trash talking, it was still fun and lighthearted. He just makes you want to be a better person. I just love him.
You know what he, you know what he is? He's very easy to want, like, your kid to be like, or so, like, you want to be like him, right? Violet, like, he's a good dude and he's a hard worker and he just seems like, he seems genuine, which a lot of people sometimes don't come off that way. He comes off very genuine.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's been one of the easiest people to root for, and not just because he was in an Eagles uniform. I think I would have said that even if he wasn't. Violet, good phone call there. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to describe all these players when they walk away, right? It's whether they were a great player or they were a hard worker. He checked pretty much every box for 15 years.
Yeah, he was a hell of a guy. He was a hell of a guy, man. I mean, and to me, the thing that sticks out to me is his he was very personable.
Yep.
And you know, that's what everybody talks about. Very, very personable individual.
Well, and he became almost like the spokesperson at times. I mean, he really did. Let's go to at the risk of regretting this phone call, Cowboy Jim is up next on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
You know I'm the winner of the bracket of Hughes. You know that. Listen, I'll just donate it. You know I'm winner.
What do you mean you're the winner? A Hugh will win.
Be smoking, so.
A Hugh will win. I mean, they're all Hughes.
I know, but mine was the winner, and because I'm a Cowboy fan, I can't win, so you disregarded me.
Well,
so
no, but that, hold on. That was for bracketology. We're going to have an actual bracket winner in a couple weeks. March Madness starts tomorrow with the bracket of Hughes.
All right, well, throw me in there, and I'll win, so, okay.
You gave a sellout, Douglas. Be happy with that.
Yeah, just be happy we took your opinion and didn't throw it away. Just be happy.
So I go out of the country for a few days. I come back, and Kyle deliberately peed in his bed.
It was not deliberate.
Yeah, deliberate's a lot.
And Hugh, you're complaining about your flight? Excuse me, it's not a charter. It's not a charter.
I wasn't. Did I complain? Was that a complaint?
I don't think you could point.
We were looking for you, though, Cowboy Jim.
I wasn't complaining.
You left like 30 minutes late. The horror of leaving 30 minutes late.
Jim, I wasn't complaining.
Well, you did say on the air that we had to wait because they were understaffed. Remember that?
Oh, no, that was a little unnerving.
Yeah, why
wasn't
you
so much
work,
complaining.
Cowboy,
that was unnerving.
You know what?
Unnerving?
Were they understaffed because you took a vacation? Is that why?
No, Jim, come on now. You got to admit, like, in light of, like, stuff that's going on, when you hear, like, just willy-nilly, I mean, I don't mind it being late, but when you hear we ain't got enough people at the job and you sitting in a plane, that's not great to tell people. And I'm looking at the pilot, like, why the hell you tell me that? I didn't need to know that. I didn't need to know that, oh, we in the staff, but we're going to get some folks in here to look at these monitors and track these planes. Just to make sure you get there on time. No, take all the time you want. I'll be okay.
Some people like myself take Sundays off, so maybe that might have been the problem. And listen, I have a fraudulent alert. Something's going on with the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
Since 2020, the Eagles have zero suspensions. I think the NFL needs to look into this. This is criminal. You're telling me all these other teams have like double the amount of suspensions, but yet the Eagles have zero? What are you hiding?
So you're saying we don't have enough idiots on the team? Like, what are you saying?
What are you hiding? How are you hiding this? How is Dom how are the Eagles hiding this?
I don't know, but I'm glad they are, Jim. I mean, maybe you need to get someone down there with your team that's better at hiding things like that.
You're not answering the question.
Your players are fighting on social media. Right,
I mean, Jim, I don't know why they haven't had suspensions. They have less dummies than the other teams.
Jim, say, how are you hiding this?
I like how you think something's going on here under the surface. Like things under the rug.
Jim said, how are you hiding this?
How are you hiding this?
Not for nothing. I mean, that is pretty impressive, though.
It is. So do we give credit to the players they're bringing in, like they're upstanding people, or is it Dom?
If the Cowboys had zero suspensions, you'd be up in arms. You'd be like, come
well,
on,
no, we'd
call.
Be shocked.
Man, we don't really pay attention to you that
bring
much.
Bring in like dopes. That. I mean, Jim, also, the Cowboys...
They're kind of irrelevant. Right
kind of. No, they are irrelevant. The Cowboys are an irrelevant franchise at this point. It's not even a question.
I've eaten a lot of raccoons.
Darren in North Philly. What's up, Darren?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Darren. What's up, buddy?
Good conversation. Joe, as normal, you always be tripping. I got to correct you.
Okay, tell me.
You out your mind if you think you're going to extend that man.
Why?
Man, 34 years. Okay, I'm going to give you two words. Joel Embiid.
Well, but hold on. I mean, Darren, until last year, JT didn't miss any time. The guy's always healthy. He plays
yeah,
a lot of games.
Okay, yeah, but he's 34 and he missed time. That right there is telling you that he's going to miss time.
Well, he might. I mean, again, I think he's going to catch as many games the next 3 years?
No, it's not a might. He will miss
time. No, I don't know that for sure.
What are you
talking about? Or JT's extension. He said because Joel Embiid got hurt.
You're my man. You know that.
He called me by my middle name.
I always do. That's what your mama named you. You know that. I love it. I'm the only one. That's right. Listen, this
don't butter
right.
him up.
No, it's just like only people call me Lamont are people at home.
Hey,
don't let him win you over.
Hey, you family. That's why I don't.
No,
hold on, Darren.
Funny.
Who's catching next year if we don't re-sign him?
Hey, we got to sign
him. What does The Rock say? What does The Rock say?
It doesn't matter.
We'll
it does matter.
Somebody. We'll groom somebody.
Groom someone?
I don't know, Darren.
He's like the only one we got. We can't win without him. That's false.
Hold on. This will be his seventh year here. They haven't developed another catcher worth
it. We had him last year during the playoffs, right?
Yes.
And what happened?
But he was coming off an injury. He was a little banged up.
He was injured, exactly. And that's my point. No, it doesn't matter. No,
Raphael Marchand is a backup.
That was the most time he's missed in ever.
And Garrett Stubbs is a DJ. Like, we need a real catcher.
Disrespectful.
They want to get rid of JT. I'm trying to keep him here.
No, I'm not trying to get rid of JT. But, I mean, listen, I'll give him contact, but I'm not going to. You make this seem like we need him. Like,
all right, hold on. If the scale is DJ or full-time catcher, where do you think Stubbs ranks? Which side of the scale? No one's answered the question out loud.
Because he's a catcher.
He's a
major league catcher.
Somebody's going to always be available.
He's a major league catcher.
You know, Darren, I'm looking at the available free agents. These guys stink.
A glorified DJ, man.
These guys stink. All right, Darren, what do you got for us? What's your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, come on, man. First of all, let me explain something to you. We got a Sooner there right now that's probably, he will be a Hall of Famer. Number 65, don't get it twisted. He will be in the Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame. He bought us 2 chips, did he not?
He did.
There you go, then. So that's one right there. I'm just saying. Big respects and big ups to my man, Brandon Graham. Love the guy. Did a great job for us, man. At the end of the day, I'm looking at that one dude, man. That boy Lane Johnson's got to be on the Mount Rushmore. I don't care what nobody says.
No. I mean, I hear you. I'm sorry, but this is just how my mind works. Every time I hear Lane's name, even though he's not the guy that he once was, I think about Jason Kelce in the speech talking about Lane was on the Jews. That's the first thing I think about.
I know what
I just
saying,
think it's funny.
Lane's funny.
I mean, listen.
Lane is still probably the best tackle in the league.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just find it funny that when I think of Lane, I just think of Jason Kelce sitting on that podium telling all his business.
He told all the business.
Well, guess what? That'll be good that we'll have somebody like come on the Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame. Because he definitely deserves it.
Bump, what do you call it? Say, Bump. Lane Johnson on the juice.
So who else you got, Darren? You got Lane. Who else is on there? Lane?
Bones is not on there. Can't be on there. And, of course, Reggie White's on there. So that's like 2 right there, automatic. But that's Reggie.
Yeah. I heard that.
Reggie's best moment was as a Packer.
His best moment was the Eagle.
No, you out your mind?
What do you mean out of my mind? He won the Super Bowl with the Packers.
Now you smoking crack. What, you live out with Delaware County or Montgomery County? Which one?
I'm in Bus County.
Come on, Bus County. That's even worse. Oh, my God. Are you crazy? We did a parade. We had 5,000 people at the statue begging this man not to leave. Everybody knows Reggie is.
And he's still left.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's the best defensive end ever. I'm not saying he's not a great player.
He's Mount Rushmore.
But this is Eagles Mount Rushmore, not best players.
Yes. Am I next question. What was that? Fugosi. Anyway.
Fugosi?
What?
What's his name? The third one. Quarterback is hard. I can't.
What is wrong with him?
You got Jalen. You got Nick. You got Donovan. Who do you want?
It's gonna be Jalen. Not now, but it's definitely gonna be Jalen. as the third one. And I gotta put I gotta put number 21. He just went in the Hall of Fame.
Eric.
Are we putting like six players on this Mount Rushmore?
No, that's four. Gave you four. I gave you Eric Allen. I gave you Reggie White. I gave you Lane Johnson. And I gave you Jalen Hurts.
You know, I appreciate the creativity with Eric Allen. Darren, appreciate the call.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a Mount Rushmore guy.
No.
But Eric was a great player. Yeah, now he's in the Hall of Fame. But that was a unique one. Yeah. I like the unique ones. This JT stuff, everyone's all worried about his age. Who's the catcher next year? And I don't want to, no one's thinking about the other side of this. If he has an all-star season, they're going to be forced to pay him. And guess what he's going to say? He's going to say 5 years, and then we're going to have a 40-year-old catcher. Get it done right now for 3 years. What are you laughing at? The stuff thing?
DJ is just so disrespectful.
I asked a very legitimate question no one answered.
You said he's a cool fat DJ.
On the scale of DJ or starting catcher.
And nobody had a response.
He ranks way closer to one than the other. Well, and everyone knows the answer to this.
Like I said, there was a time during last season where people talked about him a lot. And how they missed JT.
Because he had to play a lot. I think they're sending him down to AAA next week. 215-592-9494. All right, we have a lot to get in the final hour, along with your calls on Brandon Graham, your Mount Rushmore. Should the Phillies give JT a contract right now? Would you re-sign him before opening day? He's a free agent to be after the season. We will get to the bracket of Hughes that is complete before it gets rolling tomorrow. Our favorite matchups and the overall one seeds, the 4-1 seeds. Plus, we have to pick sides here on a budding rivalry here at WIP. That is all coming up next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Who's cutting down the nets in March? Get on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet on spreads, upsets on the money line, and who you think will make a deep run. Bet $20 on a team you think is going to win it all, and if they do, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tourney. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app today to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.